Under a dark sky, a castle sits on the peak of a mountain.
The darkness raged across the magical land of Coventry, overpowering the forces of light.
A man carries babies.
The twin daughters of the sun and the moon were born on Halloween, and so was a new hope. The prophecy says that only the twin witches can restore Coventry's light. But can they escape the darkness on the very day of their birth?
He lays the babies in the middle of a sun and moon symbol on the floor. One wears a moon necklace, and the other wears a sun necklace. A title appears. Twitches. Outside, black and red smoke curls around the castle. Inside, it floods a hallway. Two people find the twin babies on the floor. They pick them up.
The children! They're still alive!
Hurry, we must hide them. Here, I'll take Apollo.
I'll take Artemis.
Okay, well, watch this. Support the head.
Support
okay.
That. I'm supporting.
Hurry!
They carry the babies to a staircase.
Our fate is in their hands now.
Well, actually, it's in our hands.
What?
Well, if they're our fate, and they're in our hands, well, then technically...
Would you just go? The darkness won't rest until it finds them. I'll meet you in another dimension.
Right.
The twins aren't safe together.
Wait, are we going to the dimension that's purple?
Just run!
The blonde woman climbs the staircase with Apollo. The black smoke snakes over the sun and moon symbol. The blonde woman reaches a glass-paneled door at the top of the stairs. A light flares from inside as she shuts the door behind her. In a flash of light, the blonde woman appears in an alley.
You'll be safe here, little one.
A gust of wind throws a trash can. The sun amulet around Apollo's neck gleams. The blonde woman runs across the street to a hospital. She looks up at the full moon.
All we can do now is hope the Karsh got away.
At the castle, the short brown-haired man, Karsh, runs outside with Artemis. He nears an archway flanked by thick pillars.
We're gonna be okay, Artemis. Portal, open!
He steps between the pillars and disappears. Karsh reappears outside a brick building.
It's okay, little one. We're going to be safe. I don't think we were followed.
A boy wearing a skull mask turns.
Dude, sorry. Trick or treat.
Yeah.
Okay.
The boy leaves. Artemis's moon amulet gleams.
Don't worry, Artemis. You'll soon get used to their strange ways.
He passes a nurse as he brings the baby to an entrance marked Emergency. Over mountains, lakes, and forest, days and nights passed in fast motion as the clouds, sun, and moon speed across the sky. An illustration of a sun sits on a yellowed map. Its rays extend towards a drawing of a four-pillared castle labeled Coventry Castle. In a bedroom, drawings hang on a bulletin board. They depict images of fantastical landscapes and castles. In one of the drawings, a woman with dark curly hair sits on a windowsill. She wears a light blue dress and stares into the distance. The sun amulet hangs on the neck of a young, curly-haired woman who sits at a desk. Text appears. 21 years later, Halloween. She concentrates on drawing in a sketchbook. Behind her, a man and woman sneak into her room. They hold a cake with a lit candle in the center. She turns to face them.
Surprise!
Gotcha.
I swear, one of these days, I'm just gonna stick your head in the cake.
I told you wouldn't be able to surprise her. As long as the sun's up, she's up.
Happy birthday, Cameron.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh, you're welcome. So, what do you want to do today? Today's all about you, honey.
Which is not that different from yesterday, the day before that, or the day before that.
As it should be. I can't believe it took you 21 years to figure that out.
She puts frosting on her dad's nose.
Oh, Cammy, this is beautiful. Look, David, she's doing a self-portrait.
I really don't know if it is or not. She looks like me, just doesn't feel like me.
It couldn't be you because she's not talking.
Dad! I'm gonna kiss you. Oh, the two of you, I swear. No frosting on the wallpaper.
Cameron chases her dad. Her mom puts down the drawing. The woman in it wears a moon amulet. On a couch, an identical woman sleeps. Gnarled gray hands reach for her. She removes the girl's mask.
You can be a princess for Halloween like every other little girl in the world.
Hey. You were supposed to surprise her, not scare her half to death.
Sorry, sis.
Happy birthday.
She hands her a bowl.
We're serving you breakfast on couch to celebrate.
I made it. Strawberry yogurt cereal and candied corn.
Oh. Thanks for remembering.
Oh, and my mom says she will see you tonight. She was afraid that she would miss her bus if she waited for you to wake up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I started writing in my journal, and before I knew it, it was after midnight.
I don't know when you sleep. Your mom always says...
Like my mom always said, she thinks I'm part werewolf. If the moon's up, then I'm up.
Do you miss your mom?
Nicole.
What?
She touches her moon amulet.
Yeah, I really do. Thanks for asking. Oh, man, I gotta get out of here.
Oh, you got big B-Day plans?
Finding a job. This is really good.
Thanks, Alex. Happy birthday.
Alex walks away. On a grass court, Cameron plays tennis with her dad, David. David sprints to return a ball. He trips and falls against a fence along the side.
I'm okay.
I feel like I want to do something different. You can be different tomorrow. The caterers are coming at 12, and you've got 100 guests coming at 8 o'clock for your Halloween birthday ball.
I don't mean the party, Mom. I mean my life. Out!
Out? What? Out? That wasn't out.
That was out. It was out. What is wrong with your life?
Cameron serves. David dives.
Nothing. It's just I'm 21. I keep feeling like something special is supposed to happen.
And beating your father 6-love isn't special enough? No! My goodness.
A wild ball shatters a glass of juice.
Please. I do that every day.
Oh.
I'll get it.
Get what? I didn't hear any phone ring.
Thanks. Hi, Beth.
You know, I can't figure out how she does that.
Probably the same way she figures out everything we do is uncool.
Look, I am not uncool.
Yeah, Dad's trying to play tennis again.
My face was real hot, that's all.
You could have warned me.
Yeah. Watch this, baby.
David tries to jump over the net and trips.
You okay?
I'm cool.
Cameron rolls her eyes. Outside, Alex waits for her friend, a long-haired woman wearing a name tag, to leave their house.
Hey, girly girl.
Hello.
They walk past a school full of costumed children.
Nothing cool about my job, but I will ask my manager again if you want me to.
It's okay. Sharing a bathroom and a deep fryer, not the best idea.
Are you sure you want to do this today, Alex? It's your birthday. Don't you want to do something special?
Well, friends with no place to live don't have time for special.
You're not about to break into a chorus of Hard Knock Life, are you?
Sorry. I was shooting for Plucky Yet First.
You missed.
What if I changed my hair and got a scrappy little dog?
It'd help, but it's still a ridiculous conversation. You know you can live with us as long as you want to. You're like family.
Like being the operative word?
They board a bus.
What is your problem?
I don't know. Ever since I woke up this morning, I just feel like something horrible is going to happen.
It's your birthday.
Already on board, Carr spots Alex.
Like I said, it's just a feeling. Oh, tell your mom I said hi.
My mom? Why would I...
Kars looks at Alex.
It's extraordinary. You definitely are someone who has the powers to...
Hi, Mom. Alex says hi.
Alex's friend mouths, who's that? Alex shakes her head. Beside the bus, Cameron drives with a friend. Kars sees her.
It's just a feeling. I can't really describe it.
You mean like the feeling you had when you thought you'd be prom queen?
Exactly. Only better.
Okay, kids are safe. Punch it.
As they drive off, Alex glances out the window.
Ooh, nice car.
Later.
So what do you think it is? What do you think's gonna happen? I really don't know.
Well, if you don't know, then how do you know it hasn't happened already?
Because it's going to be something life-changing. Like getting a bad pedicure? What?
That is life-changing. Remember what happened to me? I couldn't wear sandals for like a month.
I just have to keep my senses open, you know? Be super aware of my surroundings.
Next to Cameron, Alex gets off the bus.
Look! What? My favorite store is having a sale!
Cameron and her friend rush past Alex.
No, oh, that is my whole life changing!
As Alex frowns at her watch, behind her the bus doors close on Karsh. She glances back as he forces them open. Alex strides down the sidewalk, in front of a clothing store.
I'm going in. That's okay. If you want to look at shoes, I'll just meet you back here in 20.
How did you know I wanted to go look at shoes?
Because you just said it?
No, it didn't.
Yes, she did.
The blonde woman faces Cameron.
Oh my gosh, you are so ready. I can just, oh no, but I won't. Although I, no, how weird would that be, right? Okay, good luck.
As she hurries off, Cameron frowns quizzically.
Thanks. Meet you back here.
Cameron enters the store. Karsh and the blonde woman appear on a balcony.
Way to play it cool.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just after all these years you've been telling me not to interfere.
Not interference. It's destiny.
He gestures to Alex as she nears the store. He shoots out a ball of light. A help wanted sign appears in the store window. Alex eyes it, then continues. He shoots out another ball of light. A sign appears in the next window. It reads, "No experience necessary." Alex looks around with wide eyes. She walks forward.
Kazam!
A third sign reads, "We're desperate."
What?
Alex peers at the sign, then turns back. She hurries to the entrance.
Subtle.
Well, she can be a little... She can be a little stubborn.
You really raised your voice at me there.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just you get under...
In the store, Cameron carries an armful of clothes down a staircase. She breezes past Alex. Alex approaches a brunette woman behind a counter.
Hi. I saw your sign in the window, and here's that size 2 you're looking for.
A saleswoman hands Alex a pink dress.
I wanted to apply for a job.
Well, it looks like you're going to need one. That dress is $600.
$600? For this? That's ridiculously cheap for a dress of this fine quality.
Oh, nice save.
Cameron takes the dress.
Thanks. I've been looking all over for that. Wait, what?
Alex furrows her brow. She turns away, then bites her lip and stops. She moves back to the counter.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I've done this before, but I am a hard worker, a fast learner, and I really, really need a job.
Honesty. Impressive. Unfortunately, it's valued everywhere but in fashion and sales. Sorry. I'm sure you'll find something.
I understand. Thanks anyway.
Alex steps away from the counter. The brunette woman hangs clothes. Alex eyes her. She approaches again.
Oh, my gosh. I love your shoes. They are, like, so cute.
Thanks. I just got them.
Alex smirks. The woman points.
Okay. We'll see how it goes. Apparently, we're desperate. You can start by re-racking all of those clothes and cleaning out the dressing room.
Oh, thanks. Oh, and I really do love your shoes.
Not as much as I love your jeans.
Thank you.
By the dressing rooms, Alex picks up a huge pile of clothes, which blocks her face from view.
People, gosh. Ugh.
She passes Cameron, who tries on the pink dress. Cameron admires her reflection. As she turns, she bumps into Alex.
Oh, sorry. Here, I'll get it.
They face each other.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
What's going on?
This is it. This is it. I knew something was going to happen today. Why do you look like me?
I don't know, but isn't it cool?
No!
It's like we're twins.
What if we are twins? Maybe we're sisters. Stay away from me. We're not sisters.
Why not?
We could be. Maybe we were adopted at birth. I was adopted. Were you adopted? Of course you were adopted. Our birth mother wouldn't have given up just one of us. Oh, what if she did? How tragic.
What are you talking about?
I knew something was going to happen today. But I couldn't have guessed. I mean, I could have guessed, but I would have been wrong. Though I am usually a really good guesser. It's your birthday today, isn't it?
Yep.
How did you know that?
It's my birthday, too.
See? We are twins.
Wait. Oh, this isn't happening.
This is too weird.
Oh. Wait!
Alex runs outside.
Stop!
Cameron follows.
Stop!
Cameron grabs Alex's hand. A light glows between them. The people in cars around them slow down. Alex drops her hand. Clothes rip off the mannequins in the store window.
Okay, now that was weird.
They share a look. On the balcony, the blonde woman watches.
Finally. After all these years.
What's done is done. There's no turning back now.
And Coventry? Do you think they know what we did?
Mm-hmm.
Karsh's necklace glows.
They know.
Are we in trouble?
A light shines from his silver diamond-shaped pendant. Elsewhere, the same light emanates from a sun and moon amulet. The curly-haired woman from Cameron's drawing touches the amulet. She turns and runs through the castle.
Ventus!
Her long, light blue skirts rustle around her legs as she runs down an empty hallway. Outside the castle, the black and red smoke hovers in the distance. She continues down a lengthy hall. In another room, a gray-haired man stands at a table. He circles a necklace with a pointed jewel over a bowl of liquid and watches the surface ripple. The curly-haired woman approaches him.
Phantos!
What is it? What's wrong?
Apollo and Artemis. They're alive.
Miranda, no. Not after all these years. Please don't start this again.
Phantos! I felt it in my soul. Look.
Miranda touches her amulet, which glows.
They're alive. And they're together. Can you believe it?
He steps around the table.
If that's true...
It's true.
Then we can assume that we're not the only ones who know. They're in danger. We have to find them before...
Before the darkness does. I know, we've got to go. We've got to...
No. We can't risk losing you, too. I'll go. I'll find them, and I'll bring them home.
She smiles. Phantos strides out of the room. Outside the clothing store, the brunette woman stands with Cameron and Alex. Cameron still wears the pink dress.
I cannot believe you think I tried and steal this. It's not even that cute, though it does fit me like a glove.
Cameron pays cash.
And just so we're clear, you're fired.
The brunette woman gives Cameron her clothes.
I am so never shopping here again.
Cameron glares and follows Alex.
Nice windows, by the way.
She notices the mannequins.
Wait! You're mad at me, I can tell. I mean, we're sisters after all.
Would you please quit saying that?
Okay, yes, maybe we're sisters, and yes, today is my birthday, but I don't know. This can't be.
Can't be what? You knew something was gonna happen today, too?
Yes, but I
can't. Hi, Cammy. Hi.
Hey, Cammy.
Cameron's friend goes wide-eyed.
Okay, you people have got to quit screaming.
Oh my gosh, she looks exactly like you.
I know, isn't it great? I got a twin.
That is so cool. I want a long-lost twin.
Well, you better hurry, because there's only a few of us left. Can we get out of here?
I'll see you later, Weave. What's your name again?
Alex.
Cute, I like it.
Alex and I have a lot of bonding and stuff to do. Kisses. Wait! Oh.
Cameron's friend gapes after them.
I can't believe you thought meeting me was going to be horrible.
I didn't know I was going to meet you.
I thought that, you know...
Alex! I love that name! I so could get used to that. That is so cute!
This is your car?
Huh. It was a birthday present.
And you just got it today? Don't be ridiculous. It was a 16th birthday present.
Okay.
Alex climbs into the car. Cameron checks a reflection in the rearview mirror, and they both put on their seatbelts. Alex lets out a breath.
Better? Yeah, thanks.
Alex makes a face. Cameron beams.
Could you please quit staring at me?
I don't know why you're so upset about this. I mean, I think it's one of the most amazing things that has ever happened. Oh, no. Didn't your parents tell you that you were adopted?
I only ever had a mom. And yes, she did. She died 3 months ago.
They glance at one another. Alex stares straight ahead.
I'm so sorry.
Cameron takes Alex's hand. A purple light flashes. The dashboard lights turn on. Windshield wiper fluid spurts onto the window. The headlights flash and climate control settings change rapidly.
This is so cool.
Alex furrows her brow and sneers at Cameron. They drive off.
Maybe me and Jana Shulman are twins. Nothing ever happens when their hands touch. Same with Aaron and Taryn Krieger. I mean, I know a lot of twins, so I don't think it's a twin thing.
Of course it's not a twin thing. You think all twins have magical powers?
No, I'm saying they don't. Jeez, were you born first? Because you can be very, very bossy.
Me?
They park.
So, do you think we have magical powers? I'm driving in a Porsche with my twin sister. Magic truly seems to be the logical explanation.
Cameron turns away. She grins.
Let's try it again.
Are you kidding me?
Come on! We're both relaxed. We can't just ignore it.
Alex looks behind them. She eyes Cameron, then holds out her hand. They hold hands. Alex now wears the pink dress, and Cameron wears her original outfit.
That's exactly what I wanted to happen!
Could you not look more adorable in that? I have such good taste.
Hold it.
Alex holds out her hand again. Cameron takes it.
Now.
Their clothes switch back. A biker sees it and crashes into a car. They both cringe. At Cameron's house, an iron gate parts as her car nears. A statue of a figure holding a giant pumpkin sits in the center of a fountain. Cameron drives up to the front. People in white shirts and black pants unload a catering van. Pumpkins and Halloween-themed cutouts decorate the front porch. The girls climb out of the car.
This is your house?
Inside, Alex looks around the foyer.
This is the inside of your house? I'd really wish you quit saying that. Mom! Dad!
No, Cam.
Ooh, I don't want to meet your parents yet. Please, can we just figure out what's going on first? What's there to figure out?
Cameron, your parents aren't home.
A housekeeper approaches.
Fuck.
Alex waves.
Hi.
Swell. Now there's two of you to track mud up and down the stairs.
She rolls her eyes and leaves.
Come on.
Cameron hurries up a staircase. Alex follows.
Wait!
In Cameron's room, a giant taxidermy polar bear sits next to a vanity.
This is your... I mean, cute. It must be great if you ever want to have 200 or 300 people over for a slumber party. I don't even know where to start. We have so much to learn about each other. Oh, I know. Maybe we can use our powers to do some kind of magical mine. Okay, this time I really mean it. Stay away from me. The last thing I really need is my head flying off. Fine. I'll show you some old photo albums instead, give you a sense of what I'm all about. I think I've got a pretty good sense, thanks. Oh! They're in the dresser.
Cameron glances at Alex.
What's the matter? I was just wondering if I can do magic on my own. Well, don't you think you'd know that? Well, I've never actually tried it, okay? Have you?
No.
Cameron shuts her eyes.
Drawer open.
The drawer opens.
Now you help me do the rest. It obviously works better when we do it together.
Cameron's face falls.
And I thought you wanted to figure this out. We'll never be able to control it if we don't practice it. Okay.
They hold hands and close their eyes.
Drawer open.
The drawer flies toward them. They duck. It hits the wall.
Oh, good call on the head thing.
Alex blinks. Her jaw drops.
And even worse... I don't even think my scrapbooks are in here.
Alex looks at Cameron's drawings on the bulletin board. Her gaze travels from the landscapes to one of a throne room with a sun and moon symbol on the floor.
Oh! Here are those dance sites I was looking for. Did you do all of these? Yeah, I'm an art major. It's just something I've always done. You're really good. Thanks.
Alex notices her recent sketch.
Is that me? I don't know. I thought it was a self-portrait, but she's wearing my amulet.
Alex eyes Cameron's sun amulet. Cameron's eyes widen.
How did you know about that? I don't know. Sometimes you just see things. I always thought I was imagining it. Wait! They're in the closet.
Alex peers at the drawing of Miranda.
Who is this? I don't know. But I draw her a lot. Pretty, huh? Very...
Alex's forehead creases. She looks closer at the drawing.
I feel like I know her. Me too. Who put all this junk in here anyway? Hey, Alex, can you please check in the other closet? I know they're in my room somewhere. She's got two closets. I share a drawer with a phone book, and she's got two...
She opens a door.
Closets. And just when I thought my day couldn't get any stranger, I found them way in the... This is not my closet. In a weird way, I'm kind of relieved to hear that.
They stand on a castle balcony. Cameron's photo albums sit on the ground by her feet. A wind rustles through their dark hair. Alex walks forward. Cameron follows. They stop and stare. The black and red smoke cloud grows outside the castle walls. They turn around slowly.
This may sound spooky, but it's kind of like I've been here before.
They turn in a circle.
How is that possible?
You've been here in your dreams many times before, Cameron.
They climb a low set of stairs and walk over to a covered structure. They step under it and peer around inside. The blonde woman appears in a flash of light.
You have the gift of sight. Yep, you sure do. Oh, I can't stand it. Come here.
The woman hugs Cameron.
You know her?
Cameron shakes her head.
Just as you know me, Alec.
Karsh appears.
Never seen, but always there, silently watching over you, making sure no harm comes your way.
Though if I'd had my way, it is never as much as skin to knee, but you know who here was always, keep your distance, don't interfere. Shut up, woman, you're giving me a headache.
Yes, much like you are right now.
But who are you?
I am Karsh, and this is Ileana. We are your protectors and your father's humble servants.
Our father? Is he here? You had to go and bring that up.
No. He's well, he died the day you were born. There, I said it.
Come, let's move over here where it's quieter.
Quieter? What?
It was your father who asked us to watch out for you.
But where are...
Shh!
Where are we?
Why don't you ask your sister?
Cameron turns to Alex.
We're in Coventry, aren't we? Coventry? What's Coventry? It's a land of make-believe I used to write about when I was a kid.
Alex has the gift of knowing.
It doesn't really exist.
Oh, the world has infinite dimensions. Well, 9, maybe 9.5. But none is more real than another. This is ours and yours.
Wait. You called yourselves our protectors. What are you protecting us from?
Just go ahead and tell them.
The darkness.
Eh?
The darkness.
So that's true, too.
What's true? What are you...
What are you guys talking about? You're gonna have to start... Wait, what about her mother? What happened to her mother?
Short attention span.
Yes, I'm beginning to notice. Your mother is very much alive.
That's great. Did you hear that, Alex?
For 21
years. Yeah, I know.
Karsh and Ileana move closer.
For 21 long years, we have waited for this day. The future of Coventry is in your hands.
Our hands? Why is it in...
Shh.
Our hands? I mean, of course we'll do everything we can to help.
No. No way, forget it. I don't want any part of this.
Alex.
No! I know how the story ends, remember?
Alex, please.
Wait! Don't take it personally. Running off is kind of her thing. You just stay right here. I'll be right back. Talk amongst yourselves. Promise?
Cameron hurries away.
So sweet. I wonder if we should have mentioned they're marked for death.
Ileana grimaces.
Why would we tell them that?
I don't know.
Alex runs to the closet door. As she goes through it to Cameron's room, she leaves the door ajar behind her. Cameron follows her in. The door shuts, then shoots into the sky and disappears. In Cameron's bedroom.
Alex! What do you think you're doing? There is a magical fairy tale land in my closet. And you're putting on your jacket? There's nothing magical or fairy tale about that place. You have really got to get out more, because I'm here to tell you that is as magical and fairy tale as it gets. Can one of you please come out?
Cameron opens the door again to reveal a normal closet. Alex glances at her sister, then turns. Her gaze catches on Cameron's drawings.
Look. This is why it seems so familiar.
She gestures to the drawings.
I drew these 2 or 3 years ago. I wonder if all of these are of Coventry.
Alex spots a drawing of a dark, ghost-like creature swirled around a tree trunk.
Let's hope not. I swear, you are the only person in the whole world who can make finding a twin sister and discovering magical power seem like a negative. I'm sorry, but knowing that it's real, seeing it, I never imagined that this is what it looked like. Alex, come on. If what I wrote is actually true, then our father didn't just die the day we were born. He was killed. Trying to protect us. Us? Who'd want to harm us?
They both consider the drawings, downstairs in the kitchen.
Just put them out there with the others.
The housekeeper carries a hamper past the caterers.
Don't mess up my kitchen.
Yes, ma'am.
Above them, the black and red smoke from Coventry spreads across the ceiling unnoticed. In Cameron's room, several drawings depict screaming faces and black smoke inside the castle.
Oh, come on. Now you're going to tell me that this darkness, lame name, by the way, is out to get us. Well, guess what? I haven't been afraid of the dark since I was, like, 7.
Alex glares and walks away.
Alex! If people are in trouble, if our mother needs us...
I already have...
had a mother.
I didn't say you didn't. Alex, you can't just walk away from me. We just found each other. We're sisters.
Weird, freaky, magical sisters.
Alex's dark eyes glisten. He faces Cameron.
But you're right. Whatever this is, we're in this together.
They smile at one another. Downstairs, the housekeeper comes across a burning houseplant.
Mrs. Barnes!
Flames grow. Upstairs, the red and black smoke enters Cameron's room and spreads toward a window. In the driveway, Cameron and Alex leave in Cameron's car.
Let's go. Are you sure? Totally. No one will even notice I'm gone.
The housekeeper rushes outside.
Mrs. Barnes!
She sees the black and red smoke in the window. The smoke passes Cameron's bulletin board, igniting her artwork, including a painting of Miranda. In Coventry, a small light hangs in the sky above the castle. Inside, Miranda faces Thantos.
I really don't care how dangerous it is. I want them found, and I want them found now. I'll do it myself if I have to.
Perhaps you should. Leave Coventry. Leave your people defenseless against the darkness.
I'm sorry. Now that I know my daughters are out there, they need me.
We all need you. Some of us. More than others.
He grips her hand and presses a kiss to it.
Please be patient with me. The more the two of them use their magic, the easier it'll be to find them.
Miranda regards him, then kisses him on the cheek. She pulls back and moves to climb a nearby staircase.
If they actually want to be found.
She stops and looks over her shoulder.
Over 20 years? Long time to stay hidden. What if this is a trap to draw you out of Coventry? Think about it.
I'm not going to think about it. All I'm thinking about is that my daughters are alive and out there somewhere.
How have they been surviving all these years? There's a very real chance they might be in league with the darkness.
No!
Someone has been protecting them. What were my brother's servants' names? Ileana? Karsh?
You know they were killed in the battle that night with Aaron. My husband, your brother.
Heroes, I have no doubt. But like the girls, their bodies never were found. Were they?
I'm not listening to this.
Miranda.
If the girls survived, it's because Aaron sacrificed himself and gave them his power.
Miranda, believe me. Even though I have never laid eyes on your daughters, I already love them as if they were my own. They could be the saviors of Coventry, and they could restore the light. Whoever controls them controls our fate.
Find them. Please.
She walks away from Thantos. He watches her go.
I intend to.
In the Earth Realm, Cameron drives down a street with Alex.
Let's go have a look at my journals and see where my twin sister lives.
At Alex's house.
This is your house? Uh-huh.
Cameron steps around a corner.
This is your bathroom? You're right. That really is annoying.
Sorry. It's just, I guess we've really lived different lives.
You think? But you know you can ease back on the guilt meter. I wouldn't trade mine for anything.
I so wasn't thinking that, I swear.
Alex grabs a binder.
This is it. The History of Coventry Island. Written between 12 a.m. to 4 a.m. when I couldn't sleep. When the moon is up.
Cameron gapes.
I always draw first thing in the morning. When the sun rises. Whenever I wake up, I can picture it as if I've actually been there. This is crazy, right? Oh my gosh, this is the coolest thing to ever happen to me. How much fun is this crazy? But yeah, definitely crazy. Wow. Different lives and way different ideas of fun.
Cameron takes out her phone.
It's my mom. Mom?
Hi, honey.
You are not gonna believe what happened.
What happened?
What's the matter with you?
This just isn't the kind of thing you blurt out to your mom.
It's okay. She's a really cool mom.
Hi, Mom. I just met my twin, and we're in search of our biological mother who lives in a magical other dimension. Oh, and something called the darkness is out to get us. No mom is that cool.
Fine. Sorry.
What? Oh, you're not going to believe the shoes I found for tonight. Happy.
Outside, Karsh and Ileana materialize next to Cameron's car. Ileana leans against it.
Whoa! That was weird because I was like, beep, beep, when you were like, beep, boop, beep, boop.
Karsh peers through lorgnette glasses, which reveal the smoke moving through the sky.
We don't have much time. So what I suggest we do is...
He looks back to find Ileana gone. He spots her by the housing complex's brick wall. She slips through the brick at Cameron's house.
Give you a little bit of a heads up about the party. We've had a problem with the florist. They've taken the Halloween theme to a bit of an extreme.
That's okay. Don't worry. It'll be fine, Mom. I think I'm going to bring a new friend with me. Her name is Alex. I think you really like her, too.
The more the merrier.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Alex frowns at Cameron.
What? You can't not come to your own sister's birthday party. You're impossible. Being impossible is one of my best qualities. Let's just get out of here, okay?
Alex grabs her binders and heads for the door.
You know, a dash.
Don't even think about it.
They leave. Ileana walks through the wall. She moves over to a window and holds up her hands.
They're gone!
Sorry?
What? That was a really thick wall!
Come again?
I went through some 70s wallpaper that's going to emotionally scar me for life.
Later, the twins walk across a grassy square.
Apollo? Why did you call me Apollo?
Well, hey, if you don't like it, you could take it up with her mom. At least you weren't saddled with Artemis.
Didn't you find it weird that you were writing about twin sisters?
Well, it was my escape. My mom read some of it once, and I think she felt a little hurt because I was always writing about this beautiful mother with magical powers. I think she thought I was trying to make her feel bad because we were living in this awful trailer in Montana while she was going to grad school.
Every kid wishes for something magical and wonderful to happen. I always wanted to be a princess.
You kind of are.
My point. It doesn't mean that you didn't love your mom.
I know. Thanks. But Coventry wasn't always that wonderful. When we were born, they were in the midst of a horrible war with the darkness.
Cameron's eyes widen. In Coventry, the black and red smoke engulfs the land.
It destroyed everything in its path, devouring the light and stealing the souls of those unlucky enough to fall into its grasp.
Screaming faces and reaching hands appear within the smoke.
Only our parents' combined power was able to keep it at bay, until we came along. As our mother gave birth, our father, Aaron, the leader of the forces of light, was forced to fight alone. But the darkness now had the advantage it needed.
Aaron places Apollo and Artemis on the moon and sun symbol on the floor.
His only thought was about saving us. At that moment, he gave us every drop of power he had left.
As Aaron holds out his hand above Apollo, a golden light enters her sun amulet. He holds out his hand over Artemis, and a purple light enters her moon amulet. The black smoke overtakes Aaron. He disappears, and the smoke circles the babies.
Then the darkness came for us. But when he tried to touch us, something happened.
A pair of clawed hands reach out from the smoke and near the babies. As the hands grow closer, their amulets glow. The hands retreat. A light pulses from the amulets and pushes away the smoke. It clears the darkness from around the entire castle. In the present, Cameron looks up from the binder.
Way to go, us! Props for being only one day old. Go, babies. Go, babies. It's your birth.
Alex smirks and Cameron stops dancing.
I don't know exactly what happened after that. I mean, I guess I do now. Creepy one and creepy two dumped us at a local hospital. And here we lived more or less happily for the last 21 years.
The eyes on two cow statues move, watching them.
Miranda? You think that's her name, right? That's what I named the woman in the pictures I drew. Guess we had to get her good looks from somewhere. I wrote a ton of stories about her. She married our uncle. She never stopped hoping we were alive. But I always got the idea that she was trapped and needed our help. In my fantasy, I was always the one to rescue her.
Where was I?
Shopping. Fair enough.
Cameron shrugs. At a crowded burger restaurant, waitresses wear red capes over their black and white uniforms. Alex's friend carries two burgers over to Alex and Cameron.
Okay, we got two doubles. Extra sauce, extra cheese, light mayo, no pickles.
Ugh, I hate pickles.
Their jaws drop.
Wow, you guys really are related. So I know I told you to do something special for your birthday, but I didn't think you'd go out and get yourself a twin.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, it's amazing. My manager thinks you should fill out an application. He says we're going to have some openings.
Oh, great, thanks.
Okay, well, I'll just see you back at the apartment.
Alex grabs her friend's hand.
Lucinda here is my best friend in the whole world. We're like sisters.
Like being the operative word.
Hey, do you want to crash a party tonight? It's over in Waverly.
Waverly? Very nice.
There is nothing wrong living in a planned and gated community. We didn't say that, did we?
No.
Alex and Lucinda touch fingertips.
You're horrible. Being horrible is one of my best qualities. What is this? It's a bunch of weird little rhymes. Well, in a magical land, you need magical spells. But trust me, they don't work. Have you tried them lately? To make an object disappear, tap it twice and say, oh dear. What? I was 7 when I wrote that. Give me some credit that it even rhymes. I told you they're not real spells. Let's try it.
Cameron smiles and turns to her glass.
To make an object disappear, tap it twice. Say, oh dear.
The glass disappears and the soda and ice that were inside spill on the table.
Hey, it was your spell. Hey,
hello.
A guy near them talks on his cell.
Yeah, no problem. We can talk. Yeah, I'm just eating. Yeah, I know. Yeah, can you believe that guy? And then he moves to Waverly. What a jerk.
Cameron glares.
Yeah, I just saw the doctor. Yeah,
wish we had a spell for that. Who says we don't? Like I said, I just made them up.
Well, you know, I went over there last night, but...
Because you're so loud and rude... It's time to have some fun with food.
The twins hold hands and point their fingers at the man. A ball of light travels into his soda. It starts to bubble. As he peers down at it, soda explodes in his face.
I gotta go.
As the man leaves the table, Alex and Cameron do a little dance.
Go Twitches! Go Twitches! Twitches! I've been thinking about that all day! Twin? Witches! Exactly! Let's look at some more spells.
Okay. Go Twitches.
At another table, Ileana dances too. She looks at Karsh.
You got a little something on your face there.
He's covered in ketchup.
That spell was a little scattershot. Oh well, they'll get better. This pasta's amazing.
Later, as the twins walk past on a sidewalk, Ileana and Karsh hide. Alex spots a display of crown and jack-o'-lanterns.
Pumpkins lacking style and grace. Put a smile upon their face.
They twirl their fingers and send balls of light at the pumpkins. Their frowns change into smiles. The girls walk past a painter on a ladder. He knocks a paint can toward them. They hold up their hands and the paint freezes in midair.
Yes! Get twitches!
They keep walking. The painter stares at his roller. Ileana passes under the frozen paint with a Halloween cookie in her hand. The paint unfreezes over Carr, splattering him.
That's a nice color on you. Really brings out your eyes.
He glares. By a harbor, two women jog past dock workers.
Hey, baby. You want to meet a real man?
Alex sends a ball of light at the men.
Haley?
The men's clothing changes into women's dresses and wigs. Ileana watches the girls from behind a rock. She turns to see Karsh in a gorilla suit and skirt.
What happened?
Well, I don't know what happened. The spell must have bounced off them and then hit me. Just unspell me.
Spell that made Karsh this way. Take the monkey.
I'm not a monkey. It's a gorilla, clearly. You can tell by the color of the fur.
Well, I'm not Jay Goodall.
The girls sit under a tree by the harbor. Cameron points at a branch and makes an apple grow. She hands it to Alex and shrugs. They flip through Alex's binders of stories together.
Another fun spell. Cool, let's try it.
Apparently, they don't understand the gravity of the situation.
Honestly, would you give it a rest? They've been separated their whole lives. Even the prophecy says the two must learn to act as one.
Yes, but the two are tap dancing on my last good nerve.
Karst looks at the smoke through the glasses.
Darkness is growing stronger.
He falls over.
I always wanted a sister.
Ileana gazes wistfully at the twins. Later, the girls drive down a road in Cameron's car. Clouds pass overhead. Outside Alex's house, they go to the front door.
Hey, do you think I could...
No.
Take it for a drive?
Stop asking.
They go inside. Karst and Ileana materialize out front.
Now, let me handle this.
Karst walks into the brick wall.
Karst, what's happening?
It's here.
It's here?
No, it's not here. It's here, like in a general sense.
I don't follow.
What aren't you following? It's here.
Well, that's scary. What are we going to do about that?
Well, I'm thinking of a plan.
Have you thought of one?
No!
I was really hoping Nicole was going to be home. It would totally freak her out to see you. And since she lives to freak me out, that would be a good thing.
Hey, I don't suppose you actually know how to find the door to this Coventry place and start trying to find her mother.
I think there's some portal spell or something.
The smoke comes up through the sink.
I used to draw lots of shimmering gates. I wonder if that's the way in.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere near that place until we're sure we can defeat the darkness. Would you get real? It wouldn't stand a chance against us. Have you not seen what we can do? I pity the poor ghouly that tries to take us.
The smoke comes through the window. Cameron flees. The smoke explodes the bulb inside a lamp.
Alex! Come on! This way!
Alex grabs Cameron's hand. They run upstairs.
Stay away from me!
The smoke trips Cameron.
Alex! Cam! Here! Take my hand!
They hold hands. Light travels from their combined hands to Cameron's foot. The smoke releases her. It chases the girls into an upstairs hallway.
Hurry up! I'm hurrying! In here!
They race into a bedroom at the end of the hall. Cameron shuts the door.
What was that? What do you think that was? Pity the poor ghouly? Oh, like I didn't see your backside running for the nearest exit.
Oh, no, excuse me? If it wasn't for me, girl...
They stand in Coventry.
Girl.
Ileana and Karst face them.
This is not the time for fighting. You should consider yourselves lucky to be alive. Even money said you wouldn't make it.
Lucky to be... No! This is supposed to be fun! You know, magic and sparkles, castles and unicorns. And now we're lucky
unicorns.
To be alive? So not what I signed up for.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna go.
We're just heading out.
They disappear.
Hey! Come back!
Where did they go?
I'm not through with you!
They reappear elsewhere.
I feel bad about that. We shouldn't have left them there.
Hey!
The twins catch up.
Where exactly were you, Mr. and Miss No Help at All? You're the ones who started this whole thing. I thought you were supposed to be protecting us.
Our powers are minimal in your dimension. Our apologies. God forbid we get any credit for the last 21 years. You're welcome.
Hey, but better late than never, right? At least you showed up when you did.
Actually, as much as he'd like to take credit, you actually opened the door to Coventry yourself.
I did? But... Really?
Really.
Wow. All I remember thinking was Cam and I had to get away.
Yes, but you trusted your powers and you trusted yourself. You truly are the daughters of Aaron. There can be no doubt when confronting the darkness next time.
The next time?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. No way. Forget it. There isn't gonna be a next time. I'm done.
I'm afraid there's no turning back now.
Oh, yeah? Watch me. I've got a birthday party in an hour, and I don't plan on missing it. This one or the next 60 or 70 of them either.
Cameron, I know you're upset, but you have to remember, you confronted the darkness before and won.
You mean when I was a baby? I was one day old. All I did was scream, wet myself, and think, what the heck is going on? Other than acquiring some decent bladder control, things haven't changed all that much. You can have your magic back. I'm going home.
Cameron jogs away.
Cam!
Plan B?
Oh, we're way past Plan B. It's more like D.
Yeah.
Cameron nears the door.
Whatever happened to we're sisters? We're in this together?
We'll always be sisters. Alex, please. I can't believe you think staying here, doing this, fighting this thing is a good idea.
No, but finding our mother is. Meeting her, helping her. You've drawn pictures of her your whole life. Don't you want to see her?
We can't do this.
Yes, we can. If we do it together. Don't you feel it?
When we put our hands together, we're invincible.
No, we're not. That's how I feel when I'm at home. When I'm with my parents, not here. Don't you get it? Until they showed up, nothing bad has ever happened to me.
Oh, I get it. Funny thing is, this still isn't the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
I'm sorry, but it's not my fault.
I'm not trying to replace my mom!
I know.
Cameron turns toward the door. She tries the handle.
Can I go home now?
Well, the darkness is gone. It can't remain long in your world, so...
Kart opens the door.
Cam, wait!
Alex hurries to the door, then looks back at Karsh. He opens it again. As Alex goes through the door shuts and zips up into the sky. Ileana and Karsh watch it go.
I never get tired of that.
I do.
Really?
You do it all the time at parties and...
Why didn't you say something?
In Alex's house.
Cameron!
Alex follows Cameron outside.
Hey! I thought running out was my thing.
I guess it's something else we have in common. Be careful.
Cameron glances at Alex, then turns onto the street and drives away. Alex watches her sister leave, then puts a hand on her hip. Her eyes shift, the clouds above darken. Cameron's car pulls into the driveway at her house. She rushes inside and shuts the door behind her. She leans against it.
Cameron Elizabeth Barnes, where have you been? I know it's your birthday, but showing up here 20 minutes before a party in your honor is not just rude, it is disrespectful.
I'm sorry. I love you. You wonderful, perfect parents in the whole world, and I totally don't deserve you. Thank you for never letting anything bad ever happen to me.
You're welcome.
She climbs upstairs. David waves. Cameron's mom approaches.
And just what was all that?
I have no idea. I don't know if that's just being played or that's just one of those moments that makes parenting all worthwhile.
Oh, honey.
She gives him a gentle kiss.
You've just been played.
Yeah.
In her room, Cameron rips down the singed drawings off her bulletin board. She throws them down and goes to a window. She parts a curtain and gazes outside. The golden sun sinks behind the clouds. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Rushing through your head, rushing through your head. Can you feel it? Her eyes grow distant and she touches her sun amulet. The moon rises over her city. Lights from the buildings and cars glow below. At home, Alex watches the moon from a window. She touches her moon amulet. A crease forms between her brows. She stares outside. At Cameron's house, costumed people dance and mingle in the backyard. Orange lantern lights hang around the patio. Cameron's mom bends to grab David's arm. She wears an extravagant French Revolution-style dress with a masquerade mask over her eyes.
David, you promised no break dancing.
I'm not. I slipped. I see later.
Ileana sits at a table with a plate of orange frosted cupcakes. Karsh carries a serving plate of chips and dip. He nods to her. Ileana piles three cupcakes into a napkin and rises. Inside, Cameron's friend spots her.
Finally, our birthday princess has arrived.
I'm not a princess. What does everybody keep calling me that?
Because you're dressed like a princess.
Oh, right. Sorry.
A cranky little princess, but a princess nevertheless.
They go up back.
So, where is the twin? I've been dying to hear all the details. Oh, and don't worry, I haven't told a soul. I figured you'd want it to be a surprise.
Hey, Cammy! Where's your new sister? Twins, huh? Way cool.
No, I specifically told you not to say anything. People just cannot be trusted.
No, it's okay. I don't even think she's coming.
What? Why?
Turns out we didn't have that much in common.
Really?
I mean, aside from those horrible jeans. Oh, and then hair. Don't get me started, because I thought she was great. You just seem totally alike.
I don't know. Maybe. Only on the outside, I guess.
Oh, I'm sorry. What, is she, like, kind of vapid and shallow?
No, me. I'm the vapid and shallow one.
What? Kimmy, you are not vapid and shallow. Okay, trust me, I cannot stand people like that, so I will tell you.
It's not wrong to love your life and want to keep it exactly the way it is it?
No.
Even if it might be hurting someone else's?
Okay, not in ethics class. Look, this is a party. Your only problem, you think too much. Fortunately, I know the number one way to get over that. Dancing and shameless flirting.
That's two ways.
Well, now I can do them both at the same time.
She approaches a man.
Hey, Zara. Feel like dancing with a princess?
I would love to. You like to dance?
Sure. And I better hear some coquettish giggling out of you, Missy.
Cameron glares at Beth, then turns to Zara.
Where best friend's work is never done.
Beth double dips a chip from Karsh's plate.
What? Why would you do that? You just double dipped.
Well, now you've ruined the whole bowl. Please.
Right.
Disgusting.
She puts the remainder of her chip on the plate and leaves. Outside Alex's house, trick-or-treaters approach. Inside, Alex turns a fork in a piece of chocolate birthday cake.
You finished?
What? Yeah. It was great. I'm really not that hungry, thanks.
Come on, Mom!
I'm taking her out for one last pass. There's a couple of people on the block she hasn't shaken down yet.
Thanks again for dinner with Stella Gaudio.
No problem.
Happy birthday!
Thanks. Rawr.
Mrs. Stella Gaudio guides Nicole out of the house.
So, should I be putting on my party clothes and seeing if Waverly even, like, has a bus stop?
I think that party is going to happen without us. Well, without me, at least.
Why? What's the matter? No love in Twin Town?
Something like that.
What happened? When I saw you guys this afternoon, you looked like you were best friends. Like you'd known each other your whole lives. Couldn't have been that bad.
I don't know. She's...
Lucinda smells a burnt plant.
Never mind. You would so not understand.
Right, because I only have three sisters, and I've only known you my entire life, so...
Do you have any other flavor besides sarcastic?
No.
God, I don't know why, but I thought I could trust her. I thought we were in this together and she'd be there for me.
That's an awful lot of expectation on a 6-hour relationship.
But no such luck. The only person I can ever count on in my life is me.
Wow. You know, that's kind of a sucker punch for somebody who just made you a birthday cake.
Alex stands at the sink. She glances over at Lucinda.
It's a hard knock life?
Whatever.
Lucinda cleans off a table.
Lucinda?
Alex storms out of the kitchen and into a bedroom.
What does she know? It is too always up to me. All the forces of darkness out to get me. My protectors are nowhere to be found. My so-called sister is dancing the night away. I am not just gonna sit here.
She crosses her arms and sits on a bed.
But I don't have to. I opened the door to Coventry before so I can do it again. I'm the daughter of Aaron. I just have to believe in myself and trust my powers. Believe in myself and trust my powers. Okay. All right, Alex. You can do this. Just focus.
She closes her eyes.
Time for mother and daughter to reunite. Open the gates to Coventry tonight.
She opens the door to reveal Lucinda.
Thanks. If I'm not going to a party, I'd at least like to hang out in my own room.
Alex blinks. Lucinda steps past her into the room. Alex enters the bathroom.
Hours ago, I didn't know I had powers. All right. No rhymes, just thoughts.
She shuts her eyes, then opens them and stares straight ahead.
To Coventry.
The moon amulet glows around her neck. She reaches for the door. Her eyes widen as she steps through and into the castle.
Yes. I know I can do it. I know I can open. Where the heck am I?
Alex spots Miranda climbing a set of stairs. She hides behind a pillar and watches. Miranda pauses and looks over.
Who's there?
Miranda waves her hand. A female statue comes to life.
She's behind the pillar.
Thanks.
The female statue smiles. Miranda steps closer. Alex leans out from behind the pillar. A smile spreads across her face as she regards her mother.
Artemis?
I kind of go by Alex now, but... yeah, it's me.
Alex's eyes glisten.
Hi, Mom?
She walks over to Miranda.
You're alive?
Miranda embraces her. Tears stream down Alex's face. They pull back.
Every day for 21 years. I never stopped. I always hoped. How did you finally find me? How did you get here?
The usual way. Magic.
Oh, Artemis, I am so sorry.
Don't be. You couldn't have known. You did what you had to do. Coventry wouldn't exist without you.
How could you possibly know that? But you do, don't you?
Alex nods.
You have the gift. I can't believe you're really here.
They hug again. At Alex's house, Lucinda knocks on the bathroom door.
Alex? Alex, I'm sorry. I was just being my usual petty and jealous self. Why shouldn't you be excited about finding your sister? Even when you never knew you had. I'm sorry it didn't go the way you wanted it to. But I wouldn't give up. I think you should talk to her. I really think we should go to that party. It'll be fun. We can mock people mercilessly. Come on, you know you love doing that. Alex?
Lucinda steps into the empty bathroom.
Oh, you did not go to Waverly without me. You are so lucky it's your birthday.
In Coventry, the darkness's black and red smoke rises around the castle.
Where's Apollo? Why isn't she with you? Is she all right?
She's fine. She's with her family.
I understand.
But when you do meet her, she kind of prefers that people call her Cameron. Though you could probably get away with Cam or Cammy.
In your family?
Alex's smile fades.
Well, you are obviously a young woman who has had a great deal of love in her life. And for that, I am truly grateful.
I had a wonderful mother. And Ileana and Karsh watching over me.
Ileana and Karsh? I should have known.
They're good guys, right?
The best. And they were right to take you away. Coventry would not have been a very safe place for two such young and powerful witches. But you're here now. And that's all that matters. And together, we can face anything.
Anything?
Miranda looks through a window. The full moon glows.
The darkness seems to be growing stronger every day. But the daughter of Aaron has returned, and the light will be restored to every corner of the land.
Everybody's counting on me?
Well, you and your sister. But don't worry. You have the power.
Alex furrows her brow at Cameron's party. Cameron blows out candles on a huge cake.
Happy birthday, honey.
Happy birthday!
Cameron glances around at the partygoers. She grips her long pink skirt and slips away. Beth follows her. Ileana and Karsh observe. Ileana eats chicken wings.
Why hasn't it come yet? She's at her weakest when the sun is down.
Be patient. The moment has to be precise.
Karsh eyes her as she eats. She looks at him.
What? I'm building up my strength.
And just where exactly do you think you're going?
I thought you and Zara were getting to know each other.
I'm really not in the mood to do any swashbuckling.
Kimmy, what is wrong? This is truly the perfect party. Except for that awful disco medley, but everybody's having a really great time. Why aren't you?
I am having a great time. Good time, okay time. I'm fine, really. I just have a lot on my mind, that's all.
Well, I'm sure it's nothing that can't wait until tomorrow. Today is all about you.
Which means it's not that much different from yesterday or the day before that. Just give me 5 minutes. I promise I'll be better.
Okay, fine. 5 minutes. But if you're not back, we are going to start opening your presents without you.
Cameron looks up. Dark smoke moves across the moon. She walks off.
Boy trouble.
Unlikely.
Wardrobe malfunction? Then what's wrong?
Let's see what I can find out.
She approaches Beth.
Okay, I'm a sensitive man. I'm your father. I can do this. Read all the books. This is what I've trained for. This is the moment. Okay.
He rubs his hands. His wife goes after Cameron.
You can do it, honey. Yes, you can.
Away from the party, Cameron sits on a bench by herself. She looks up as her mother nears. She takes a seat beside Cameron.
Wow. No one can blame you for being distracted. Beth, talk to me. You really have had quite the day. This girl...
Alex.
Are you sure she's your sister and not just somebody who looks a lot like you?
Mom, we're sisters. Trust me.
Well, I think that's pretty wonderful.
So do I.
So why isn't she here?
That's complicated. There's... Well... She... really wanted to find our birth mother, and... I'm happy here.
Cameron Elizabeth, is this about me? Are you afraid of hurting my feelings?
No.
Good. Because you have no reason to feel that way. If there's anything that I know, is that love is infinite. You can always make more when you need it. And just because you want to give some to somebody else doesn't mean that you'll take any away from me.
I love you.
I love you too. See what I mean? And why do you say we head back up to the party? It's getting late and your father hasn't even started embarrassing you yet. Come on.
There's more.
More than a twin sister?
Well...
Cameron stands facing away from her mother.
Alex and I aren't from here. And I don't mean just here. I mean this dimension here.
Come again?
Cameron grimaces and faces her mom.
We're actually from this whole other... Well, I don't actually know what it is. But when we were born, there was this war going on, and our father was killed. And our protectors had to hide us so the darkness wouldn't get to us, but it's found us, and it won't stop until it destroys everything in its path and sucks all the life out of the universe.
Is that it?
Did I mention we have magical powers?
Oh, Cammy, where is all this coming from? I haven't heard you talk like this since you were a little girl.
Cameron's brow furrows.
Did I tell you this before?
You used to wake up screaming, just from the most frightening dreams, and it was always about this darkness coming to get you. Oh, and that face you used to draw.
I used to draw faces.
Coming out of the darkness. It's no wonder you were scared. They were horrible and slightly disturbing little drawings, although your father thought that they had an early Edvard Munch quality about them.
A face coming out of the darkness? Do you remember what it looked like?
Don't ask me. It was your imagination. Although I'm sure we saved it in one of your scrapbooks upstairs.
Cameron runs off.
Cammy!
Her mother watches her hurry up a walkway. Inside, Cameron strides into her bedroom. She regards the remaining charred drawings on her bulletin board, then opens her closet and finds her scrapbooks on the floor. She She sits and flips through one of the scrapbooks. She stops on an elaborate drawing of a man resembling Thantos. Cameron sits back, her gaze shifts, in Coventry.
Miranda.
Thantos approaches Miranda and Alex.
Miranda, you're here. I was so worried I hadn't gotten there in time.
Miranda and Alex smile.
I would have never forgiven myself.
Artemis, this is Thantos, your father's brother.
He hugs Alex.
Oh.
Thantos fought with your father in the war and was wounded.
Well, you're not here a moment too soon. The darkness has overcome the North Gate.
It's here? It's in the castle?
Oh, not for long. I told you to trust the prophecy just as we were beginning to lose hope.
Apollo's not with her. You have to go and find her and bring her back to us.
She's not here? Is she all right? Did something happen?
Let's just say she has issues.
Artemis will tell you where she is. I'll deal with the North Gate. We must hurry. We don't have much time.
Why? What's wrong?
Without you by her side, your sister is practically defenseless against the darkness.
What? No! I never would have left her if I'd known that. She thought the darkness would leave her alone if she stayed away.
Well, I'm sorry. But now that the darkness knows that you exist, it will never leave you alone. There's only one answer. Total defeat. Wait here.
As Thantos turns, the view zooms into his pupil. At Cameron's birthday party, people dance by a pool. Lucinda stands alone in the crowd with her red cape on. She looks around, then sighs. Inside, the housekeeper sweeps the kitchen floor. A gust of wind blows napkins about, and a cloud of black and red smoke grows above her.
Oh, I'm not cleaning that up!
She gapes upward. In the empty kitchen, her broom falls. Cameron takes the drawing of Thantos. As she steps into the hall, Lucinda approaches.
Cameron? Lucinda?
Wow. You two look so much alike, I had to guess, though I was pretty sure you weren't Alex.
Is she here?
I guess not. I thought maybe she changed her mind. Oh, and just so you know, security at the front gate, not so great.
Well, stay, eat, dance, enjoy. I'll be right back.
Hey, I really think you and Alex need to talk. You two are good together.
Thanks. Let's just hope we get the chance.
Outside, Beth dances with Zorro. Several lanterns explode, raining sparks. David clutches his wife against him as more lanterns explode.
No, not here. Not my friends.
David and his wife clap.
I have no idea.
Stop. We've got to get you out of here.
No! Everybody, they're in danger.
No, trust me. It's you that he wants. We've got to get you to Coventry. It's the only place where you might be safe.
Inside, the black smoke hangs on the ceiling. Ileana leads Cameron forward.
Front door!
Smoke appears in a window.
No! The door won't hold for long.
Up here. I've opened a portal in the bedroom.
Karsh, wait. Where are you going?
Go ahead. I'll fend it off as long as I can.
No!
Hurry! Just go, please.
Ileana kisses Karsh.
Be strong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're a couple?
Off and on again for the last 21 years.
We met at this party.
Just
friends.
Go!
Ileana and Cameron run up the stairs. The black smoke bursts through the window by the front door in Cameron's bedroom.
Go! Hurry! You don't have much time!
The smoke drags Karsh.
Karsh!
A wind lifts Cameron's hair. The smoke curls around Ileana's legs and presses her to the door. The smoke surrounds Ileana and she disappears. Cameron pulls at a closet door.
Emily, what's happening?
I don't know. I don't care. My baby needs me.
Emily!
The smoke slips beneath Cameron's bedroom door in the shape of fingers. She holds up her hand, then backs away.
Leave me alone. I don't want my powers. I don't want to be a princess.
The hand reaches for her.
Cameron! No! Mom, don't come in here. It's too late.
Her mother, Emily, opens the door. The smoke withdraws into a closet. Emily runs to hug Cameron.
What the world is going on here?
Mom, how did you do that? You have magical powers too? Not that I know of. I can't believe that everything that you said is true.
Please, someone tell me what's going on.
Later, Daddy. Right now, there's something I have to do.
She crumples the drawing of Thantos.
Nobody messes with my family and friends and gets away with it. I'm going to Coventry.
She marches into a closet. She comes back out.
Maybe it's the other one.
Cameron walks across the room to the opposite closet. She grips the handle, then glances back at her parents. She opens the door and steps through a portal. In Coventry, the castle stands in the middle of a sea of darkness. Red light glows like embers in the black smoke. Inside, Thantos materializes in a hallway.
Miranda! Miranda, I'm so sorry.
What happened? Did you find her?
Found her and barely escaped with my life. Our worst fear has been realized. She is, in fact, being controlled by the darkness. We must seal the castle against her.
You can't do that.
I'm sorry, but it's our only option.
No, you can't do that because she's already here.
Nice try. I beat you here by a good 5 minutes.
Thantos gapes at Cameron.
Apollo, I'm so relieved.
Whatever, loser.
The twins wiggle their fingers together.
Forgive me. When I got to your house and was attacked, I just assumed.
Cameron stops him with magic.
Nice job, sis.
Question, Thantos. If you'd never laid eyes on the girls before, how did Apollo draw a picture of your face coming out of the darkness the night Aaron died?
Miranda waves her hand over Cameron's drawing and restores it.
And not a bad likeness, either.
Cameron and Alex share a look. Miranda smirks.
What's going on here? The darkness is at the gates, and you're wasting time questioning me about some silly drawing? Well, forgive me, but I think we have more pressing issues.
Sit down!
Miranda shoots a spell at Thantos and flies back into a chair. Glittery curtains behind him come to life and twist themselves into bonds. They wrap around his body, leaving his head free. The twins gape.
Miranda, the darkness.
I'll do nothing without you.
You killed our father and tried to kill us.
No, that's not true. Miranda, please, my own brother? I would never harm anyone. If you want to know the truth, just look into my eyes.
We'd rather see the palms of your hands.
The twins hold up their hands. His gloves fly off and into their grasps. He turns his palms over. Branded sun and moon symbols glow on his skin. Thantos grins maniacally.
The daughters of Aaron have truly returned. You defeated me once. Why wouldn't I think that you wouldn't again?
Your own brother.
My brother had everything and appreciated nothing. He had the power, he had Coventry, and he had you.
I gave you back your strength. I thought we were fighting together to restore the light to our beloved land. But all the time, you were using me, draining my powers.
Miranda, please. I love you.
The twins sneer.
You can't repair all the lives that you've destroyed, but you will return all the souls that you have taken.
Oh, I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to do that.
I don't think you have a choice. It's over, Thantos.
On the contrary, this is only just the beginning.
Thantos glances upwards. The black smoke creeps down a pillar. A hanging light sparks.
Stay back.
Miranda sends a pulse of light from her hands toward the smoke. It retreats. Thantos' eyes glow red. A cloud of black smoke falls to the floor. Thantos dematerializes.
My powers.
Gone.
Thantos materializes outside his bonds.
The light of Coventry is going out.
He disappears in a plume of smoke.
Sadly, you have nothing left.
That's not true. She has us.
Thank you. I stand corrected. Sadly, they're all you have left.
Is he just asking to get slapped?
Well, I hate long goodbyes. Especially when it's been coming for 21 years.
You'll never win. The light will always find a way.
Think so?
Thantos evaporates into the smoke again. The twins watch him fly throughout the room. He lands behind Miranda and regains his human form. He puts a hand on her waist.
No.
Santos disappears with Miranda. Alex lunges toward them. Cameron grabs her arm and pulls her back. The black smoke grows larger. They clasp their hands together.
Think about the light. Stay focused. I'm focused.
Smoke streaks between them.
Alex! Focus. We can do this. We did it before. I know, but how? Concentrate.
A pair of enormous clawed hands emerge from the smoke cloud.
I'm sorry I ran out on you. I'm sorry I let you down. You didn't let me down.
Your power is no match for mine.
They duck as the smoke flies above them. The twins squeeze their eyes shut.
Think light. I'm trying. It can't be that hard. My mom. She didn't think of the light when she saved me. She thought about me. She thought about love. The opposite of darkness isn't light. It's love. Aaron's love is what saved us the day we were born. Think about love. Only about love.
A light glows between Cameron and Alex's clasped hands. Alex's gaze shifts. Her dark eyes glisten. Cameron opens her eyes. Their light grows.
Yes, that's it.
Darkness will win.
No. Love is infinite. We can make as much as we want. Who do you love most in the whole world? My mom.
Their light sends out a circular pulse around them.
My parents! Lucinda! Nicole! Beth! My friends, my grandparents! Miranda! Ileana! Karsh!
Beams of light shoot into the smoke. Alex weeps.
My sister!
In the smoke, Phantos' face moves toward them. Light shoots out from the space between their hands and pushes him back. A pillar of light breaks through a skylight. It blasts into the night. The light fades. Cameron and Alex embrace. Outside, a circle of light surrounds the castle and pushes back the darkness. It spreads throughout Coventry. The light restores a green countryside. In the castle, the twins hug.
We did it!
They high five. Miranda reappears.
Mom!
Oh, I knew you had the power.
They hug. Karsh and Ileana fall from above.
Well, you certainly took your sweet time about it.
He means thank you.
Please don't tell people what I mean. If I had meant thank you, I would have said thank you.
I think having his soul sucked out of him has left somebody a little bit cranky.
I am not cranky.
You're cranky.
Can we talk about this later, please?
Anything you have to say to me, you can say in front of the girls.
Okay, well, let's have it out.
Okay. You snore.
Okay, fine.
Miranda, Cameron, and Alex regard the moon through the broken skylight. On Earth, at Cameron's house, the same moon shines. The housekeeper plays cake beside David. Her hair sticks up straight.
Cake?
David takes the cake. He stares at her hair.
Cameron, I keep waiting for someone to say, I gotcha.
Not this time.
Nearby, Alex sits with Leanna and Karsh.
There is nothing to discuss. We are not staying in this dimension.
Nothing huge. I mean, just something big enough so the girls can come and stay.
Why are you still discussing?
Oh, and you're gonna want a yard and maybe a pool.
Mm-mm. We are not getting a pool.
A pool would be lovely.
Fine. No pool.
We are not staying in this dimension.
This dimension has chicken wings.
Yes, but it is too expensive, which is why I'm suggesting we move to a more affordable dimension.
But chicken wings are only 10 cents a wing on Wednesday.
Can I just have my cake, please?
Surprised? Oh, yes. But I always knew our little girl was special.
Well, you're about to find out how special she is.
It's just a nice way of saying she's a pain in
the... Gotcha!
Cameron puts frosting on his nose. David kisses her cheek.
Does this make me look bad?
Cameron takes a seat on a blue chair.
girly.
Alex sits next to her with a plate of cake. They nudge one another.
What are you smiling about?
See? I knew something wonderful was going to happen today.
Go Twitches! Go Twitches! It's our birthday! It's a birthday!
Alex puts an arm around Cameron, their cheeks pressed together as they hug. Cameron dips her finger into the frosting on Alex's piece of cake. Alex does the same with her thumb. They eat. Miranda, David, and Emily walk together. The sun and moon symbol appears. A light glows behind it. Fade to black. Audio description funded by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Marcia Bartonetti.